Blog Talk Radio. Facebook and Blog Talk at the same time. I'm going to check to see if Pastor Thomas, are you on the line, Pastor Thomas? Okay. I'm assuming he'll be on the line in a little while. But for right now, I'm just checking to see if Pastor Thomas is on the line. So, with that being said, I'm going to go back to telling you how excited I am about Jesus. I just want to tell you, every day when I look on Facebook and I see a family member on there telling about the goodness of the Lord, when I see a family member on there, it makes me excited because it lets me know that God is still allowing me to be here to be a witness, that this family member is still here, and to see what they're putting on their page concerning what God is doing and has done for them. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to read what friends of my family and a friend that I have associates, they put on Facebook about how they are excited about the Lord, how they are starting to witness even the more. They're starting to tell somebody and anybody and everybody about the holy God, the one and only God. So when I see that, that blesses me because just like God don't want anyone to be lost, we shouldn't want anyone to be lost. And that when you see them putting something out there, whether it's them ministering for their spouse or family members are ministering or a loved one or a friend ministering, we must encourage them and let them know, yes, you are not alone. God is real. God is God. And just keep them encouraged so that they can stay excited about what God is doing. Again, I'm excited about the Lord. I'm excited that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. John 3:16. He gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I'm excited. I'm excited that God told me, I believe it's in Proverbs, I'm not for sure of chapter or the verse, but he said that he was a strong tower and I could run to him and be safe. I'm excited about that. I'm excited that he told me throughout the Bible that he loves me. He loves you. He loves all of us. I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited that he gave us witnesses. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I tell you, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I'm excited. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Well, we're just going to carry on, and we're going to allow God to have his way on tonight. We're going to allow God to just talk with us, teach us, bless us, deliver us, heal us. If you're looking in and you need prayer, you want prayer, type in what you want. If you're on Blog Talk, I'll pause and you can say what it is you're asking God for prayer for, and we can go from there. If you're on Blog Talk and listening in and you need more prayer or you want to pray for someone, please go ahead. The lines are open right now. Okay. As I was saying earlier, I'm excited about the Lord. I'm excited about Resurrection Sunday coming up because we get a chance to give God the honor that he rose on the third day. That when Jesus came back to us, he had went to hell and he took the keys. When he said to Peter, Peter, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. When God allows his son to come down here to redeem us, he allows him to come, and his son took on the assignment to take us back. To take us back to a place that God wanted us in the beginning, and God's favor. But we were clean. There was no sin. Jesus took all of that on him. And all we had to do was choose from that day forward that we found out that I have another chance. Excuse me, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you that you came for our rescue. I thank you that when you was here, you taught and you picked your apostles and you taught them how to disciple, do discipling and build the kingdom of God, for to build the churches of the kingdom of God. I thank you for loving on us so much that you allowed them to do what they did. And I thank you for rising up. So we don't do nothing for the rest of this month. Mm-hmm. Let's just remember, even after the resurrection suddenly goes past, that because Jesus lived, I can too. Because Jesus lived, you can too. I thank God for being who he is, the one and only true, holy God. Yeah. I thank God for that. So I'm going to ask again, Pastor Thomas, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Okay, I'm going to surrender the line to you. Are you doing Facebook Live?
Yes, I am. I'm on here right now.
Okay, so I will be surrendering in line to you. I was just talking until I heard from you, and I'm just happy you're here. Praise God. Go ahead. It's in your hands.
God bless everybody that's on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. I just want to give you a little bit of what God has given me to share with you, if you allow me to. As you come in, come on, speak to me here on Facebook Live. Speak to me if you can. Say hey to the people. Say hey to each other. Greet. And if you can't share this, share. Kareem, bless you, man of God. Bless you. I see them babies that got real big. Kate Cousin, how you doing? God bless you. Let's say a word of prayer, if you don't mind. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise for all that you've done for us today. Father, we thank you that you've been a shelter in the time of storm. Father, you kept us from danger seen and unseen. And Father, now we ask you for your presence. We thank you for your glory. As we speak a word of encouragement to your people, Father, open our hearts and our minds and our ears and our spirit to receive the word. Let it be applicable to our life. Bring revelation. Bring knowledge that we need to apply to our life to make us stronger when the places should be weak according to the natural man. But Father, we thank you and we glorify you for what you're doing and for what you're about to do. We give you glory. Father, you move the flesh out the way and you be glorified in us and through us. And Father, we give you the glory and the praise. And Father, we have said and done things that was unpleasing in your sight, on purpose or not purposely. Father, forgive us and wash us and for our desires to please you in every aspect of our life. I banish sin and try to tell us what is not possible, for we know for a fact that we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength. And for this we give you glory, for this we give you praise for it all. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen. Come on, type in the comment section, amen, amen, amen. Come on, y'all. Real briefly, I want to visit a familiar passage of scripture. I just want to put a different little twist up on it. I want to go to a familiar. Evangelist Murphy, God bless you. Keep my God bless you, everybody that's on here. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. One of my favorite aunties is on here. The evangelist, the missionary, Linda Handy. The reason why I play the Patano today is she is that encouragement. She's been there my entire life. Thank God for her. I love her so much, and I dearly miss her. We got to go to lunch, Angie, real, real soon when you wake up before 3 o'clock. That's my auntie. That's my auntie. That's my other mom. So if you allow me to talk to you real briefly, I'm just going to give me about 15, 20 minutes, and let me give you what God has given. He has given me a lot, but he gave me points that I want to share with you. I want to share with you that sometimes we're out of position. Sometimes we have given up our position. Sometimes because we've been in a particular position, we think that we have to move from that position to get to another position in order to receive the blessings of God. But sometimes we have to be still and know that he is God and that the plan that he has for us is not according to what we believe or what we think, but according to what he has ordained for us at the time and place that he has ordained it for. So here it is in Luke, the 5th chapter, and I want to simply just do 2 verses, the 4th and the 5th verse of the 5th chapter of St. Luke. That's in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, then John. Amen. It's the 3rd book of the Bible. I just want to briefly talk to you about reposition. I want to encourage you to reposition yourself to receive what God has for you. I know sometimes in life, things tend to position us. We've been hurt by some things, so it positioned us. We've been disappointed by some things, so it positioned us. We've been pushed out of position by fear. So we have to get back in the right position, for the Bible declares that he's going to open up a window and pour us out a blessing that we will not have room enough to receive. But a lot of times we're out of the position to receive the open window blessing. So we have to reposition ourselves. If you're on Facebook Live with me, do me a favor. God bless you, Pastor Darius Brooks. Type in the comment section, reposition. We have to reposition ourselves. We cannot give up on the position that God has put us in. And I know sometimes the position that we're put in is uncomfortable. It does not seem eventful. It does not seem that we're going to prosper. It's going to bring prosperity to our life. If we have patience, Mother Kimball, Sister Pastor Kimball, if we have patience and wait on God, the position that we're in is going to bring dividends. A lot of times, if it does not work the first or second time, we change the position, Missionary Andy, because then now we're saying this is not the right position. But sometimes in the position that we're in, it's a fight in that position. The Bible declares that the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle is given to the strong, but he that endureth until the end. And a lot of times we have to endure this position. The Bible says endure hardship as a good soldier. This position, and our eyesight is not yielding what we want, Evangelist Murphy, or what we need. So then it's a TLC, or was it? It changed position. Sometimes the changing of the position is not the right thing to do. The changing of the position is not what we need to do. We need to stand still and watch God work out the thing that he has promised us if we be patient. The Bible declares for us, if be not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. Don't get out of position. Don't get out of the place that God has put you in, because it does not look the way that we believe it should look. It's not working in the time frame that we think it should work. And so then we get discouraged. Fear sets in. And so then we feel, let me get out of this position, because maybe it'll change for us. But sometimes when we change position, we go to a worse position. We go to a less eventful position. We go to an even bigger place of fear that puts us in a deeper hole, in a deeper mess. So once again, type in the comment section, I have to reposition. I have to reposition. So then here it is in Luke, the 5th chapter, starting with the 4th verse, it says, when he had left speaking, He said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down. Once again, when he had left speaking, the fourth verse, fifth chapter of Luke, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep. Yes. And let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered, saying to him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, here it is. They had toiled all night long, as the verse declares, in the fifth verse of the fifth chapter of Luke. He said, we have been doing it all night, which means I kept going. I kept doing what I thought I should do. Mm-hmm. I thought doing it the way that I believe I should do. That practice of how I do things and my consistency of my routine, how I talk and how I move and how I live, how I perceive people and situations and things. So I'm moving in my own mind. I'm moving in my own thoughts. I'm seeing with my own eyes. I'm listening with my own ears. I'm responding with my own way of thinking. Watch this. The Bible declares that his ways are not ours. So then why are we moving in our ways all the time, more often than moving in God? When we claim to be children of the Most High God, if we are children of the Most High God, then we must attach whatever we say and whatever we do with God on the mind. The Bible says, and all that getting, get an understanding. We have to make sure that we have an understanding of what God is doing or what he's trying to do, Mary. Where we're going, Mother Edie, why we're going, and what God is going to do for us once we get there. But we have to be patient and wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And be of good courage while you wait. Don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. At his word, the Bible declares that heaven and earth will pass away. But his word, somebody type, his word, God's word. God's word has never failed. Watch this. In the beginning of the Bible, God spoke the world in existence. He spoke the sun in the sky for the daytime. He spoke the moon in the sky and the stars for the nighttime. He spoke the firmament. He spoke the water. Guess what he did? And out of his mouth, he breathed. He formed man from the dust of the ground. Breathe. And somebody said, when you breathe, you're talking while you're breathing. You're breathing while you're talking. Guess what has happened? He breathed into man and into his nostrils of breath of life, and man became a living soul. We have to follow the instructions because the instructions is important. A lot of times, Missionary Montgomery, what happens is sometimes we're trying to put things together because we believe it's because we're looking at it, we can figure it out. But sometimes it's good to follow the instructions. And I know I've said this a couple of times, but y'all remember on the Wiz, remember on the Wizard of Oz, what was the instruction? Follow the yellow brick road. Why? Because the road was leading them to the place that they believed was going to get them to the where they had to go, back home. Give them their courage. Give them their brain. Give them their heart. But we have to understand to follow the instructions. What's the instruction? There are 66 books of instruction, which is called the Holy Bible, which is called the Holy Writ. His instructions, his life. This is why we have to hide the Word of God in our hearts. We have to read the Word. We have to rightly divide the Word. We have to learn how to understand the Word of God, so that we're able to follow the instructions. Here it is. Simon told Jesus, "We've been toiling all night, and nothing has worked." But he said, but nevertheless, at that word. Why? Because previously, every time Jesus opened his mouth, it began to happen. Every time God spoke something to exist, it happened. He talked to Moses. He told Moses, though you may be trapped at the Red Sea, stretch out your rod. He spoke to him, and he repeated that to the Israelites. But the word of God came to him and said, so then therefore he was able to walk across a wet, on dry land in the middle of the sea because of the word of God. The word, God, glory to God. What is the Bible says? said, wide is the path that leadeth unto destruction, but narrow is the way that leadeth unto righteousness. It may not be simple. It may not be easy. It may not be comfortable, but it is definitely necessary. I know you heard the song, that song that said, it was necessary. It was necessary for me to go through some things so that I can understand that God really loves me. It was necessary for me to deal with certain situations, certain people, so that I can see how good God is, his strength and his power, his love for me. I had to go through some things so that I can see for myself what he's talking about is just not conversation, but it's actuality. So what happened is they repositioned themselves. He said, nevertheless, that's our word. We're going to launch out in a place that's uncomfortable. We're going to launch out in a place that's not normal for what we normally do. But at thy word, nevertheless, we're going to do it. But when he did it, guess what happened? The sixth verse says, and when he had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish in their nets break. Why? Because of the obedience. Why? Because they repositioned themselves. They said, once before, the position didn't yield forth nothing. But because we obeyed the word of the Lord, because we obeyed what he told us to do. Yes, it didn't seem right. But at his word, why? Because I trust him. How many of y'all trust God today? If he told you to do something, here it is, Deacon Mingus, when he told Abraham to take his son and to sacrifice him, he didn't question God. He obeyed because he trusted God's word. He trusted, and when he got there, what happened? When he went to do the work, promised God that he was due. He said, hold down your hand. I'm paraphrasing, hold your hand, because I got a ram in the bush just in case, because you trusted me. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible. But now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. He had to trust God in the midst of everything, even in the midst of what's not the normality. So I said 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm coming to the place where I'm going to close out. I just want to encourage you to reposition yourself. Well, Pastor Troy, what is that position? That's the position of obedience. Come on, somebody type in the comment section, position in obedience. Position in God's word. Position and not worrying about fear. Position yourself as a believer. Position yourself as a follower of Christ. Position yourself as a worshiper. Position yourself in him. If your heart's not right, if your mind's not right, let me introduce you to a man named Jesus. Let me introduce you to his father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the creator of all things. Let me introduce you to the ultimate position. What is that ultimate position? It's humility and surrender. If you surrender yourself to him, if you surrender your mind and your heart to him, guess what will happen? The great things are going to happen for you. It may not come when you want them. It may not come when you feel like it. But if you position yourself in the right place at the right time. What's the right place at the right time? The place that God has ordained for you, for your family, for your ministry. Reposition yourself. It's because of the obedience was the reason why they took on so much, to the point where they had to call, it says, and they begged it to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come to help them. Remember this old song, and I'm done? Says this, don't give up. Help is on the way. Hold on just a little while longer. Jesus will make you stronger. Stop complaining. He'll deliver your soul. He'll pick you up, and he'll make you whole. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Reposition yourself so that when help gets there, you're ready to take the help and to run with it. Come on, give me some hearts and some thumbs. And share this if you can. Share this live. share this with somebody. But one thing I want you to know is when you reposition yourself in a place of peace, in a place of obedience, with your hands up, surrender to God, when your heart surrenders, when your spirit surrenders, great things are going to happen when you reposition yourself in obedience and in God, because he's that kind of God. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. But he's going to give you just what you need, when and how you need it. God bless you. God bless you. Just know, it may have looked bleak at one time, but because of your obedience, things are going to turn around because you've been repositioned. Bless you, Apostle Mark. Apostle. Bless you, Elder Johnson. Cousin. Apostle Marlon Hester. God bless you. God bless you, men and women of God that's on here. God bless you. Reposition yourself. Because when you reposition yourself, there's going to be a great blessing in store for you. God bless you. Thank you. Give me some hearts and some thumbs. Come on. Hearts and thumbs. Hearts and thumbs. Do, do, do. Hearts and thumbs. Hearts and thumbs. Hearts and thumbs. God bless you. Thank you once again for joining Pastor Troy here on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. Love you, Apostle. Back in your hands, Mr. Kyle.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you, man of God, for telling us we need to reposition ourselves. We need to stay focused. We need to just stay in place where God can keep us in a place of knowing that as long as we stay before God, God will stay before us. I'm just excited again tonight to tell you all that the man of God has broken down to us. We have to reposition ourselves, and that is staying before God, knowing that when God puts you in a place, if you don't know what to do or what you're doing, the man of God told us, ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Ask God to help you in this place. So I thank God for that. The lines are open. If anybody would like to make a comment on tonight on Blog Talk, and if you're on Facebook and you would like to say something, type it in, please.
Amen, amen, amen. Awesome, awesome message. I thought about how so many times I'll see people or hear people saying, you know, Facebook or in real life, I'm just saying. They say, well, I think. They always say, I. But I love how Jesus gave us the greatest example of repositioning away from I. And I'm just saying, and thinking that we know so much. You know, when you talked about the wisdom, Jesus said, if it be thy will,
yeah,
can this cup pass from me? So he didn't act in arrogance as though he knew everything. He said, if it be your will. But then he ended up saying, but not my will, your will be done. So when we get to a place that we really want to know the will of God in our life, our God-given purpose, the repositioning is just simply wanting the will and the way of God. Because pride and vanity says, well, I. And I wondered why this one apostle kept writing on Facebook about when we worry about stuff and when we do this and when we do that, we're being arrogant. But the more I listen to the men and women of God preach and teach, I realize that we truly do walk in too much arrogance. And when we learn how to truly be born again, we'll start saying, God, it can be your will. Oh, it's not your will? Okay. Be it unto me according to your word. Not my will, but your will be done. Thank you, man of God. Awesome word on tonight.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Apostle. We'd like Dr. Clay Kaiser. Is there anyone else at this time on Blog Talk that would like to have something to say? Oh, Okay. Well, we thank you all for listening in. The man of God in service a little early tonight. And we just want to stay on assignment to just keep reminding you not to give off assignment. Stay focused. Is someone in the background whose phone is muted? Did you want to have something to say?
No, I'm sorry. That's somebody talking in my house.
Your pastor, do you have anything else you would like to add to your staying focused tonight, staying on repositioning ourselves, getting before God and asking him for wisdom?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to give you a short little bit tonight. We were in Joliet last night preaching, and the truth is, Pastor Troy is worn out, and so I'm still worn out from the Holy Ghost on yesterday, because we had a wonderful time in God yesterday. It was amazing, and I'm still a little worn out, but I didn't want to forsake my assignment and my promise. So that's why I was a little shorter than normal today. I just kind of wanted to get to, Sister O'Banner used to say, baby, get to the print. So I'm trying to get to the print tonight. When trying to perfectly shortchange God's people, because, you know, the word is what it is. You can't shortchange God's word, because he's a good God. You ain't got time for that. So we can say, oh, Lord Jesus, fine. Anybody got time for that? So, but I do thank God for you all. Thank God for your prayers. I do want to encourage you that sometimes we have to reposition ourselves in order to receive and see what God has for us. Because sometimes out of fear, we get out of position. Because and sometimes not even fear, we're just tired. And we feel like this is not where we're supposed to be. Peter basically said, you know, no, we good. We did this already. They would have missed out on the blessing. The thing is, we have to learn how to hear God's voice and follow what he's saying. What's important, we have to change some things in our life if we want something different. If we keep doing the same thing, we're going to keep hitting the same thing. So let's make sure that we position ourselves in the right place so that we can receive that open window blessing. Hey, that's all I have for that.
I appreciate you for that. To keep that. Giving us information on how to stay and tune with God, stay focused, and just like you said earlier, there are 66 books in the Bible that could tell you how to reposition yourself in Christ. So no matter what state you find yourself in, you can find a way in the Bible how to reposition yourself. And that's what we have to do as witnesses and as saints, learn how to follow instructions. So I'm going to ask again, is there anyone on Blog Talk would like to have some words at this time? Okay. Pastor, you got any more programs coming up where you're going to be ministering or... where you're going to be going to be ministered to?
Oh, not yet, but when I do, I'll definitely be sending them out and so that we could all commune together and have a wonderful time. I do want to encourage and invite everybody to come out for Resurrection Sunday service. Amen. Resurrection Sunday service, the fifth Sunday of this month. So, you know, come on out. Let's have a good time in God. All right?
What time?
At our 9 a.m. at 5818 West North Avenue.
Okay. So that's going to be Sunday. So they could you could wear your Easter dress or your Easter best, but we call it Resurrection Sunday. So the pastor's saying, come on over and be blessed. Are they going to have a little... candy hunt for the children?
Mm-hmm. We always have something for the babies, always, every year.
Okay. make sure they understand you said for the baby.
We also have grown people candy, too, because Pastor wants a candy himself. Praise God.
Okay. You know, because, you know, some of us will come over there and tell them, y'all ain't got no Snickers over here? No Reese's Cups?
Now, one thing I'm going to do is get the good candy now. Well, I don't do cheap, I don't do that kind of stuff. I do good candy.
Okay. We just putting it out there. So we'll be over to Pinky's house afterwards. Yes, that's what we're going to be doing. So I'm just so happy to, I'm sorry we couldn't make it to the program last night. It was the late notice, we was already obligated. So I just wanted to let you know that. So I'm excited about the word you brought tonight, because like I said, when I started talking, I was just like, Lord, I'm just excited. I'm just excited about this month that is really dedicated to the rising of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. After they thought they did what they did, he showed them.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't did nothing but started what I came to do. So I thank God for that. God is so good.
Yes, he is.
Apostle-elect, did you have any words that you wanted to share with us on tonight?
Well, ma'am, the man of God has already spoken, and everyone that heard and obeyed the word or will obey is blessed.
Okay, so what we're going to do, because the man of God said he was tired from this weekend of ministry and doing things, that's a part of wisdom in the body of Christ, knowing when your body needs to rest. What we're going to do is just, we're going to end the service on tonight so the man of God can get to rest and be ready for his next assignment that God has him on. We want to thank you all for joining in on tonight and just celebrating with us, Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, because the next time we hear from him will be next month. So we're just thanking God. Keep the pastor in your prayers. Keep him lifted up, him and his family. Keep him on the altar, that God would do everything he needs and some. We just want the pastor to know that we're praying for him day and night. If you come back next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it will be our third Monday of the month. I, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be covering for Minister Margo McCord until God releases her to come back. Keep Minister Margo in your prayers, please, that God will continue to work with her and heal her. We just want to say there's nothing too hard for God. If you come back on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can hear what God has given me to speak on our Wisdom Wednesday night. And if you come back on Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can hear what God has given me to speak. I will be covering for Prophet Antoine Thomas until God releases him to come back. And we just want you all to know that God is still a good God, no matter what. God is still a good God. If you come back on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can hear from our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and see what God has put in her to share with us. We want you to know these are the ministries of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. This is a worldwide web broadcast. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, I'm going to allow you all to say goodnight to the pastor, and I hope and pray the pastor says something for us to end our night, and we will say we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing to do about it. Amen. Pastor?
Yes.
Get some rest.
That's my plan. Dear Father, we thank you, we glorify you for all things. We give you praise for what you've done and what you're about to do, Father. We thank you for the instructors of reposition. Father, not for formalities, but, Father, you have a plan for us. You have a strategy for our lives, even for our prosperity, for our peace and our love. And, Father, we don't want to be out of position. Father, we know that sometimes life will come to distract us, to push us, to pull us, to trick us out of position, Father. But we know that Satan is a liar and the battle is against him now. And, Father, we bind him right now, every trap, every plan, every situation that he's trying to throw at us. Father, we back right now in Jesus' name. Expose him. Make us aware and known what he's doing. Father, for your word, because that you would not leave us ignorant of Satan's devices. And, Father, we thank you that at the position that we're in, the position that you're going to take us to, for us to reposition, Father, just to stand still and know that you have our back in this situation and that we learn to trust you and obey you in this position so that your glory will be shown not just for us but for those that are around us to understand that you are a good God. You are a great God. So show it in your word, for your word says you're not the son of man that you should laugh, neither son of man that you should repent, for if you said it, it shall come to pass. And, Father, for this we give you glory. For this we give you praise for it all. In Jesus, Father, right now we pray for Minister Kaiser. We thank you that you're healing, continue to heal her body. Father, go into her vessels, go into her bloodstream, go into her heart, go into her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet and heal her and let your blood cover right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Apostle Elect for this assignment, the next level that you're trying to take her to. Father, we thank you, we glorify you, that she would not forfeit it, that, Father, she can hear you clearly, understand clearly the instructions of you. And for this we give you glory, for this we give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.